So to come into a meditation using the breath in the torso very fully, and we'll come into variations known as the vase or the pot or the three-part breath. It's most traditional, and I think for many bodies most easy to do this in an upright posture. You can do it lying down. It's different. We're really working with the sense of pouring the breath into the torso in the vertical channel. So if you can be sitting up, that's great. And really helpful for this practice, not to be slumped back. So you want your belly to really be able to expand and contract in a relaxed, easy way. So if you're in a chair, front edge of the chair is great, feet flat on the floor, hips higher than the knees. If you're in a couch, lots of back support or very front edge of the couch. Cushion and bench both work. You want a wide base of support through the lower body so that when the bowl of the hips tips or balances naturally in the sitting posture, you want to be right on the sit bones and even have the possibility of tipping slightly forward of the sit bones rather than back. Right? The further back we go, the more the slump comes in and the front of the abdomen collapses. And it's harder to really bring the breath down to the pelvic bowl. So find your bright upright posture, whatever's right for your body in this moment. And then just settling, letting the natural breath deepen, relaxing through the face and jaw. Relaxing through the shoulders and neck and ribs as best we can. This is a grounding pranayama. The term vase breathing often is used in the Tibetan traditions. In the Hatha traditions from South Asia, you'll hear the three-part breath or the pot or the open vessel. And we can begin with the sense of the torso as a vessel. And you can start with the visualization, the image of the torso as hollow. Like a rounded pot, tapering at the top for the neck. And you can feel into, use interoception, perceiving the body from the inside. And you can feel the various sensations that are present in the torso. And then bring in the image, and then if you can, the energetic sense of the body as hollow. Like there's a shape, but it's filled with open space. When I visualize mine, I often imagine it filled with open space, flecked with stars, like a deep, clear, starry sky. But the stars are extra, they're just part of the image. The felt senses of openness, open space, the hollow body. And if you begin to get a sense of the torso as hollow, you can expand that sense to include the limbs. Until the whole body is imagined as hollow and open. But it's not diffuse and it's not boundaryless. There's the sense of the edge of the body, whether you feel that at the skin or you feel it as a kind of field of energy around the body, there's a kind of border, right? It is a vessel. There is containment. And so you might feel for the edges, the front and back, the sides, the root, the open top of the vessel. For this vase breathing variation, we'll mostly let the head be. You don't have to imagine the head either as open or closed. You can let it rest naturally, basically. In some variations, there's a sense of opening, of course, through the crown. In others, there's a drawing in and out, various ways of working with the bounded sense of the top of the vessel. But for today, we'll just work with the vase that opens at the neck to receive the breath through the nose. And then beginning to draw the breath in a little deeper. We're going to work with a full breath, but not a forceful full breath. So a gently drawn in full inhale and a full exhale that doesn't squeeze at the end, but just empties naturally. You may begin to just feel how the breath moves in the body, just by itself. And gently hold the image of the hollow body. It's important to understand that we all have different nervous systems, different experiences of energy and breath. And for some folks, this is enough to enliven the energy, to begin to feel grounded and full. For some folks, this is already too much. At any point during any meditation, but particularly pranayama or breath exercises, if you start to feel like you're beyond or close to your edge, where it doesn't feel good anymore, stopping, letting go of whatever you're altering in the breath, and resting with a natural, unforced, relaxed breath, opening the eyes, looking around. Coming back to a very ordinary sense of just being here. And we get to process whatever energy moved through. So take care as we go forward with your own energy. We're going for the energy feeling full and bright without tipping over into being overwhelming or unpleasant, even. So a full, relaxed breath. And the sense of the hollow body. And begin with the breath deepening to feel the direction of the breath. As I breathe in through the nose, there's a pouring in, like the breath is liquid and it pours into the vase of the body and fills the body up from bottom to top. So the breath is moving downward, but the filling goes from bottom to top. You're breathing in, filling the vase. And the breath can go all the way down to the pelvic floor. The bowl of the hips is the bottom of the vessel. For those familiar with this kind of breath, you can engage a gentle root bond or mula bandha, to hold the bottom of the vessel. It's optional. As I breathe in, breath pours in. You can begin to feel that it fills the pelvic bowl and then the belly, the upper belly and solar plexus. And the ribs expand to fill. And you can feel the breath all the way up to the collarbones and the shoulders, the tops of the lungs. Pausing at the top of the breath if you want, optional. You could pause for longer or just a moment. And the out-breath is relaxed and long, emptying. And just like you pour out the vessel, it goes out in reverse. So the water, the liquid lifts up and breathes out, but it empties from the top and then the ribs empty and then the upper belly, lower belly, and the root. And the water goes down as it empties. So first, just feeling the directions of this breath. Breathing in, the breath pours in, fills the vase from bottom to top. Breathing out, emptying from the top down. You may already be feeling shifts in sensation or energy. Tingling can begin, sense of movement or fluttering. Pressure can build. Again, if it gets too much, just come back to a natural breath and it'll tend to subside. There is a sense of drawing in more oxygen. And the slowing down of the breath retains carbon dioxide in the body, which is necessary for the processing of oxygen. So more energy is coming in and being moved through stagnant. You can say breath, but you could also say energy, prana, chi is moving through. And you could continue just with a relaxed full breath in this way. If you want to settle into a steady state, you could make it a very relaxed, slow, full breath and just stay with that. If you want to go further in stirring and gathering the energy, you might slow the breath down even more, really fill quite full and hold the breath at the top for several seconds. And then emptying quite empty and hold the breath out for several seconds. And there are many variations of ratios to do here. One where there's kind of a square rhythm where you breathe in, hold, breathe out, and hold for the same length each time. Or traditional yogic breaths in the Hatha tradition, where the out breath is twice as long or several times as long as the in breath. And the hold, particularly in, is quite long. So the counts are less important than the feeling. The feeling we're going for can be a sense of the energy at full, pleasurable, enlivening, and pressing further in those directions, pushing the edge of fullness, the edge of enlivening, the edge of sensation filling the vase of the body. So find a rhythm that works for you and stay there for a while. And of course, there's also the element of the mind resisting distraction. So really stay with the attention very close with the breathing body. Mind launches into thinking, come right back. Don't miss what the breath is doing. This is traditionally considered a kind of bellows, like you're stoking the fire. And you do it carefully with concentration and steadiness so that it builds without either diminishing or blowing out. A steady, bright fullness. We'll practice in silence in this way. Whenever you feel done with the formal pranayama, and let it go completely. Rest with a fully relaxed, unforced, natural breath. And then give the entirety of our discipline to bringing the thinking mind into as much tranquility and brightness as the body. Not letting distraction pull us away, resting in the luminous stillness. to close our meditation in honor of the yoga tradition that we're speaking about this evening. We'll chant one of the earliest mantras, possibly to a very early form of the god Shiva, the mythic ancestor of all the yogas. A verse from the Upanishads, known as the Mahamrityunjaya Mantra. We'll do it a handful of times around. This verse honors a god called the Three-Eyed One, who brings blessing, who liberates from all danger and obstruction, and who brings one to awakening or immortality or something beyond that. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Om Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushti Vardhanam Urvarukam Iva Bandhanam Mrityor Mukshiyam Amritatma. Hi, I hope this material has been helpful for your practice. If you are moved to support my work and the community that has gathered around this stream of practice, you can do so. There are donation links in the description. And subscribing helps the channel. So thank you for your support as we grow this Dhamma offering. And I wish all the best to you. Feel free to comment and ask questions below, and I'll answer them if I can. See you.